Hi, Kenny.
Hello, David. How are you? It's a great show, mate.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Yeah, I've actually had personal experience. A member of my family, about 7 years ago now, Daniel, his name was. He was a Swiss guy. He was diagnosed with cancer, and he opted for euthanasia.
What you mean? You say he opted for euthanasia. What happened then?
Yeah, what actually happened? He was diagnosed with a. We actually thought he had like an abscess in his tooth, which turned out to be a tumour. And when he realised that he was terminally ill, he contacted this organisation in Switzerland called Exit, and they sort these sort of things out for you. And what he actually said to them that he's going to have an operation to try and remove it, and if it wasn't successful and the tumour came back, the cancer returned, he'd like to, you know, end, basically end his life. And it did actually happen. He had an operation. He lost sort of half of his face, his eye. And the tumour came back after about 2 months with a vengeance. And he contacted this organisation. And, you know, he carried out the euthanasia.
Actually, he went to Switzerland then, did he?
No, he was actually Swiss himself.
Oh, I see.
And he had his family with him, his wife, his stepdaughter, my wife, his mum and dad. And this organisation actually came to his house. And
In Switzerland?
In Switzerland, yeah.
Yes.
And obviously you administer it yourself. And that was his wish. And that's what he'd done. You know, he was only 39. And he just didn't want to carry on. He tried the operation, he tried chemotherapy and all that. And he was in a terrible mess when he came out of the operation. And it did come back. And this organisation carried out his wish. And his wish was, you know, to end his life.
Kenny, thank you very much.
Okay, mate.
Kenny, thank you. Thank you for the call. Let's just, before we get to the news...